Today's Unger Report looks deeper into a story that's garnered loads of airtime and plenty of ink this summer. A study from Duke University that says Americans have fewer close friends than they did two decades ago. Humorist Brian Unger wonders, where have all the friends gone?
There's a serious shortage of confidants in this country because the overfriended are in gross violation of the five-friend rule. That is, no person should ever count more close friends than they have fingers on one hand. More on who comprises the overfriended in a moment. But first, the U.S. is close to running out of friends. Yet there seems to be no urgency. In restaurants, notice the tables of large dinner parties. Or in a karaoke bar, the chorus at the mic. Or at a bowling alley, the teams swilling a bucket of beer. These are just a few of the Americans who have way too many friends.
According to a new study from Duke University,
they are not the subject of Debbie Elliott's report on All Things Considered.
Americans have fewer close friends than they did two decades ago.
For these friendless, MySpace isn't a website. MySpace refers to a giant hole in their heart. The friends and family's cell phone plan is nothing but a cruel reminder there's no one to call. Who will fetch them chicken soup when they have a cold? One of the authors of the Duke University study is Professor of Sociology Lynn Smith-Lovin. She finds this stark reality about people who need people.
One of the things that we thought was very important is that friends and family that they can call on for this kind of social support are resources that are distributed a lot like the other resources in our society. That is, the people who are well-educated, who are white, who are well-off, tend to have more of these resources than people who are poorly educated, who are from a minority racial or ethnic group.
Yes, rich white people hoard everything, including friends. They consume friends like their Range Rovers guzzle gas. In the mind of the overfriended, one can never have enough, share enough, blab enough. They discuss in groups, they read in circles, and rarely are they found home alone on any night eating a pint of cookies and cream, wondering who will drive them to the airport, or even more, who will sit their Shiva minion when they're dead. Americans should observe the five-friend rule. Five confidants, that's all you get. They should be listed as part of your personal information, like your social security number and blood type, named on the back of your driver's license next to your organ donor request. If you lose a close friend or if you move, you will be issued a new Five Friends card from the Central Friend Registry. Everyone on your list is notified, and you are allowed to make up for only the number of friends you lost. Finally, if you find yourself with one too many friends, donate that person to the needy. Simply stuff them in the box at the Salvation Army parking lot. It's that easy. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
And a reminder, the Unger Report is just one of many NPR features now available as podcasts. Visit npr.org to find out more.